We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the UAlbany Great Danes, Craig Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week for your team, a rare Saturday off for you and your staff, the Slayers. What was the focus for your coaching staff and your guys over the off week?
Well, you know, obviously we heal our football team and try to get some much-needed rest. It was a late off week for us, and we're pretty banged up. So I think we got some practice in. We got some bodies taken care of. Hopefully we're able to get back on and get our energy going. And, you know, off weeks have been tough for us and I think for most people in the CAA to come out. The rest is important, but also, you know, we were playing pretty well, so we're hoping to be able to recapture our energy going forward.
How many guys did you feel like with the bye week that you might not have had last week that you'll be able to have healthy for the main game this week?
Yeah, it would have been really tough if we played last Saturday. We probably would have had a anywhere from 5 to 8 starters out. We'll get most of them back. I'm not sure we're going to get everybody back from Maine, but we're in that process right now. So hopefully we had a couple starters out for the last game, and it was important that they get rested. And if we get those guys back and get everybody healthy, I feel pretty good about trying to finish the season strong.
Okay, I need a question. Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Yes, you do have a question from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Just wondering when you what do you see when you look at the Black Bears this year?
You know, I mean, it's who I see every year. Basically, they're physical and they're tough. I think that what's really elevated in the last couple years is a really great skill group, both on offense and defense. You know, the quarterback has stepped in and performed really, really well. We know what that's like. Last year we had a true freshman step in and play well for us down the stretch, so I'm not surprised by it. We know who he was in high school. He's a really good player. They're a good football team. I think in our league, everybody outside the league kind of doesn't understand, you know, that records mean nothing. We've know exactly what we're going to get from Maine from a physicality standpoint, a coaching standpoint. They're well coached, and we'll just, you know, we've got to play the best game we can to get a win. It's an important game.
Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Michael Kelly with the Daily Gazette.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I know you were just talking about the injuries a second ago here, but I think last week you said you were hoping to get some of those guys back Sunday practicing. Was anybody able to rejoin yesterday for you?
Yeah. We started to get people back, and some of it was tied into resting Sunday and Monday to come back Tuesday. So, but they were all out. I mean, pretty much everybody was out working Sunday in varying degrees of number of reps and things that they could do. So we're definitely progressing on that front. And I feel like our training staff and doctors are really working hard to get them all back.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Good. Thanks, Greg. Just looking ahead to Maine, when you look at them, and what are things you feel you're going to have to do well on Saturday to come out with a win?
I think, one, we're going to have to be physical. You know, I thought last year that we weren't as physical as we wanted to be in the game. I mean, we played tough up there, but we weren't able to really establish any type of running game. They've got really skilled people in their back end, and especially the corners. And we're going to have to deal with press coverage and all the different things they do. They're probably more aggressive than we've seen them in the past with the pressure. But they're just a really good football team on defense. And the receiving core, it's getting to be a kind of a worn out topic of discussion for me, is how good of receivers we've been seeing the last few weeks. And for our football team, this will be the second week in a row
that we have to play the leading passing team in the conference. You know, they passed up Rhode Island last week, and they're number one now. So, you know, we know what the challenges are, and as always, it's stop the run, but it's try to control the pass game. And Ernest Edwards is a star, you know. I mean, they've got great receivers, and he leads the crew, and you got to know where he's at. They move him around. He's in the backfield. They got a big play last year, hide him in the backfield, and caught our backers not paying attention and got a touchdown out of it. And it'll be real important that we're on our top of our game and playing as well as we can just to, you know, get into a chance to win this football game.
Greg, I just want to take a look at your team, eight games in, two-thirds of the way through the season. Your offense averaging about 400 yards and 33 points a game have really been an explosive group. Did you know going into the year that you could be that explosive on offense?
Well, you know, I think, Rob, the big thing was the quarterback position. And we've kind of struggled in the last couple years prior to this at quarterback and been up and down. Last year we started to turn the corner. I think part of that credit has to go to the receiving core has been really strong. Jerry Reeves and Juwan Green have been really good. The offensive line, there's a maturity that's happened on offense. And I think obviously the quarterback, Jeff Undercuffer, has played well. So was I hoping to be that explosive? Certainly. Did I know we could get there? Not sure. But I think, you know, the combination of being able to run the ball and throw the ball obviously gives you a chance to be balanced and gives you a chance to have some yards. And those guys right now are playing well. And I thought they really practiced well on Sunday and last week. So hopefully that can roll into the game.
With all the attention that and all the numbers you've put up on offense, the defense kind of has kind of been a little under the radar, but allowing only just 366 a game, third in the conference at less than 24 points a game, how have you seen them improve from week one to now?
Well, you know, we've really battled hard on defense. I think, you know, our the thing we've been, when we've been really good, you know, we've been the old bend but don't break type defense. You know, I don't ever care about yardage on either side of the ball. We have some certain things that we really care about. Big plays are one of them. And, you know, we can control big plays. You know, Rhode Island had a lot of yards, but we were able to limit their big plays and long touchdown passes and, you know, run after catch stuff. And that's, you know, who we are. You know, we're counting on our defensive line to get us pressure, and we're trying to take away big plays. And, you know, I think, you know, this week with an off week, we were able to kind of look at some things we want to do differently as a defense and if we want to bring more pressure and things like that. So, you know, it's just been a good week, and the defense has been really getting better and better each week.
The stat that you guys lead the conference in has been in forcing turnovers, 19 of them this year. How much is that pressure that you just talked about, how much has that led to a lot of those 19 turnovers?
Well, you know, a good chunk of them have been, you know, sack strips. You know, there's been, you know, five or six forced fumbles off of sacks, which was obviously was a big turning point in our game against our last game against Rhode Island. So, you know, it is who we are, and it's the way we've chosen to play. It's the style of defense I've always embraced in my entire career, and you know, we're playing pretty well right now, and we're trying to, you know, to continue to play that way. But, you know, when you play basic like us, you know, teams get a good look at you, and they're always scheming up all their, you know, those offensive coordinators are always scheming up ways to beat you deep. So, you know, we just got to keep fighting it off and keep playing hard. And if we can continue to win the turnover battle, it's hard to win games when you're losing a turnover battle. I promise you that.
5-3 now, 3-1 in the conference as we head this into the month of November. And a lot of those wins you've either won or been able to close out with performances in the fourth quarter. How have you seen your team's confidence grow in being able to win these close games?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. They've some of that's just maturity and growth, and you know we work on situation after situation in practice to get better at those things. But at the end of the day, they have to go out and have confidence and execute. And I thought, you know, last year we lost a couple games because we couldn't do those things, and then you know it's this year we were able to do that against William and Mary and some other people, and they, all of a sudden the kids start believing that they can pound the ball. And you know, last game against Rhode Island, they chose to kick off, which I thought was the right decision. But our team was able to grind the first downs out and run the clock out. And that's really good. I mean, that's what you try to work for. And I think a lot of that comes from just the O-line having confidence in themselves and not being afraid to throw the ball in those situations. So I think that that's been a good growth for us. And again, you know, we really have half our conference schedule left. So we've got to maintain and improve on these areas.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.